Back in Ada, Ron found a room behind a small house on 12th Street, on the west side of town. He had no kitchen and no plumbing. To shower, when he bathed, he used a water hose behind the house. Annette took him food and tried to care for him. During one visit, she noticed his wrists were bleeding. He'd cut them with a razor, he said, so that he could suffer like all the others who'd suffered so much because of him. He wanted to die and be with his parents, the two people he'd hurt so much. She begged him to go see a doctor, but he refused. He also refused to get help at the mental services office, where he'd been so many times. He was completely off his medications. The old man who owned the house was kind to Ron. Rent was cheap, often free. In the garage, there was an ancient lawnmower with one wheel missing. Ron pushed it up and down the streets of Ada, mowing lawns for $5 and giving the money to his landlord. On April 4th, the Ada police received a call from a residence on the west block of 10th Street. The homeowner informed the patrolman that he had to leave town, and he feared for the safety of his family because Ron Williamson had been roaming through the neighborhood at all hours of the night. Evidently, the homeowner knew Ron and was watching carefully. He told the cop that Ron had made 4 trips to the Circle K convenience store and 2 or 3 to Love's convenience store, all in one night. The policeman was sympathetic. Everyone knew Ron was acting weird. But there was no law against walking the streets after midnight. He promised to patrol the area. On April 10th, at 3 in the morning, the police received a call from a clerk at the Circle K. Ron Williamson had been in several times, acting really strange. While Officer Jeff Smith was making his report, the suspect showed up again. Smith asked Ronnie to leave, which he did. An hour later, Ron walked to the jail and rang the buzzer and announced that he wanted to confess several crimes that he had committed in his past. He was given a form for a voluntary statement and began writing. He admitted to stealing a purse 4 years earlier at the coach light, stealing a gun from a home, touching 2 girls on their private parts, and hitting and almost raping a girl up at Asher. But he abandoned his confession and left the jail. Officer Rick Carson followed and caught up with him a few blocks away. Ron tried to explain what he was doing at that hour, but was very confused. He finally said he was out looking for mowing jobs. Carson suggested that Ron go home, and that perhaps the mowing jobs might be easier to find during daylight hours. On April 13th, Ron went to the mental health clinic and frightened the workers. One of them described him as drooling. He demanded to see Dr. Snow and started down a hallway to her office. When told she wasn't in, he left without incident. 3 days later, The Dreams of Ada was published.